Thunder Bay. The governing Liberals are doing their best to maintain that investments in road construction will continue. Environment Minister Stephen Gilbolt has been trying to cool the temperature after he was quoted as saying the federal government had made the decision to stop investing in new road infrastructure. Gilbolt reportedly made the remark in a public transit conference in Montreal on Monday. Thunder Bay Superior North Member of Parliament Patty Haidu stressed that she has always had her eye on ensuring roads are safe and that there is road access to some of the more difficult areas to get to. In the riding, we have invested at least $80 million in the twinning of the highway, something that constituents will tell you all the time is critical to the safety of road transportation here in Northern Ontario, Haidu added while at an event in Terrace Bay on February 20. I am actively talking to the provinces of Ontario and Manitoba about ice roads and how we can enhance efforts for a more permanent solution for transportation in the north. We will continue to have our eye on investing in transportation routes in Northern Ontario, and that includes roads. Thunder Bay Rainy River Member of Parliament Marcus Pawlowski was asked about Gilbolt's remarks while opening the Government of Canada co-working office in Fort William First Nation on February 20. I am not one of the ones around the decision-making table, but I would be surprised if we're pulling out of making roads, especially in a place like Northern Ontario where there aren't really many other transportation options, Pawlowski said. Generally, I think the government wants to put more resources into trains, bicycle and foot travel as general examples. The reality is in Northern Ontario we are going to be dependent on the cars for a while. The green future does not contemplate not having cars but rather making the transition to electric vehicles with the prospects of lithium mining and refining around here. Kenora MP Eric Melillo, who was unable to accommodate a request for comment on February 21 due to a scheduling conflict, provided a statement on February 16. It is unacceptable the federal government will not come to the table with the province or First Nations leadership on new road projects, such as twinning the Trans-Canada Highway. NDP Liberal MPs in Northern Ontario are out of touch with residents in the region. Only Conservatives will stand up for the North. Speaking of transportation in northwestern Ontario, Pawlowski does have a goal of bringing the VIA train back to Thunder Bay. The government owns Canadian National Railway, but I would like to see passenger train travel split between CN and Canadian Pacific, which would mean trains coming through Thunder Bay again. I believe a big part of our transportation future is rejuvenating rail travel in northwestern Ontario. Passenger rail service to Thunder Bay ended in 1990.